We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Today is March 18th, and we have made it. Brackets are here. I've got my bracket in my hand. I don't know about you, Johnny. I'm a paper bracket guy. I obviously fill out one on ESPN and CBS Sports for all my different groups, but I gotta have the paper in hand. I gotta have my highlighter letting me know what my games are right. I just love having the physical copy pinned onto my wall. But yeah, March is here, and the selection show is last night. Definitely an interesting one. We've got some thoughts to talk about. Regarding the whole tournament, but obviously this is a Michigan State podcast. So let's focus in on Michigan State. So the 9 seed in the West region is where the Spartans find themselves, and they will be taking on, it'll be the battle of MSU. 8 seed Mississippi State, 9 seed Michigan State. Definitely an interesting matchup. Obviously the eye catches with the MSU versus MSU, but Johnny, I'll go into you for some more basketball analysis. What do you see about Mississippi State? What are you thinking going into this game? It'll be the first game of the round of 64. The game is at 12:15 on Thursday. Michigan State 1.5 point favorites as of this moment. I think they're one of three teams that are seeded lower that are favorites going into the round of 64. So yeah, Johnny, what are your thoughts and what are you looking for in this one?
Well, just in terms of Selection Sunday, that was a little stressful there. Obviously, we didn't need to, considering being a 9 seed and not really on the bubble as much as we might have thought, even though there was a lot of talk about that. But talking about the game, Mississippi State was not a huge fan of the draw. Very talented team. Just looking at it, they got a good big inside who we always don't always love to see that. A great freshman guard and Josh Hubbard, who will be an exciting matchup between him and Tyson. But just a well-rounded team. Coach Chris Jans, second-year guy there, had a long spell at New Mexico State and made some upsets in the tourney, so he's got that experience. But I'm really excited for this game. Obviously, the first game of the Thursday, really when it kicks off, and all eyes will be on the MSUs, and it's going to be a really fun one, I think.
Yeah, I have to point out this. I have a gripe with the NCAA Tournament Committee. Don't put Michigan State in the first game. I don't want all the national people to have to be talking on Twitter if Michigan State loses or it goes wrong. I don't want everyone to see that. I'd rather be, Friday afternoon, Friday evening, but that's just me. But yeah, I wrote some stuff down about Josh Hubbard and Tolu Smith. Definitely a nice 1-2 punch for Mississippi State. They're ranked 30th in the KenPom rankings, 31 in the net rankings. So, yeah, I mean, they're 20th in KenPom defensive efficiency. I wrote down they're a strong defensive team. And they're very, very good at running teams off the three-point line. And so I think a big key for Michigan State is obviously they need to get off to a good start. But they're going to have to find ways to score the basketball. They're going to have to score the basketball in different ways. Obviously, I talked about the three-point shooting that Mississippi State allows. And Michigan State, it's been interesting throughout the year, and they've had to do a little bit of that, finding different ways to score the basketball. So I definitely think that they can do it, but
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Excuse me. It's not going to be easy. And then, yeah, the big man play. Tolu Smith averages 15 and 8 for Mississippi State, and at 6'11". He's just not a good matchup for the Spartans. So the big men are going to have to come out ready to play, and Izzo's going to have to come up with a plan. I loved seeing what they were doing in the Big Ten tournament with the doubles, with the guards coming down that we talked about, instead of necessarily having Malik rotate over, leaving a guy open on the other, you know, for an offensive rebound or what have you. But yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a very good game, I think. And yeah, I mean, I also wrote down some notable results from Mississippi State this season. So they played two Big Ten teams in non-conference play. They beat Northwestern 66-57 back in November. Obviously Ty Berry was still in play, but the Wildcats, definitely a different team back then than they are now. And then they beat Rutgers by 10 in December. So, and that game was in New Jersey. I think it was at a neutral site, but on ESPN it said it was in New Jersey, although it didn't have Rutgers as the home team, so that's what I was a little confused about. But yeah, two Big Ten wins. They beat Tennessee twice. They beat them once in the regular season, once in the SEC tournament. And yeah, and then they lost to Auburn in the SEC tournament semifinal. The SEC tournament was a little crazy, but yeah, it's definitely a fun matchup and one that I'm looking forward to for sure.
Yeah, and you just touched on it. Obviously a huge win for them in their quarterfinal, the SEC beating Tennessee, and then obviously losing to Auburn the next day. They're fun. Hubbard, again, like we said, he shoots a lot. I was just looking at his numbers, and I think he averages 8 3-point attempts a game. So he is not afraid to sling it. But then overall, they're a kind of a weaker 3-point shooting team, just under 33%. That was what I was noticing. So like when you were bringing up the double, I would think that would be something that is definitely part of the game plan. Probably not off Hubbard, but definitely the other guys. Make them shoot it, because watching the film, the two players for me that kind of, I think, stood out as more of X factors were, was Jeffries and Matthews. Both 6'7", long, athletic, right? One will obviously be with Malik Hall, probably Jeffries, where Cameron Matthews is more of a wing. That was the one matchup. I guess it's interesting, right? If Akins plays up, or sometimes you want a bigger body, you put a Hogard on him. But those are kind of the two guys I think can be kind of the difference makers for them, make it or break it type thing. So that's just what I was looking out for.
Yeah, and in terms of Michigan State, I think it's pretty clear who the X factors are for us. Obviously, the two that I look at the most in terms of X factors, game changers, guys that are honestly going to decide a big majority of the result are Hogard and Akins. Walker has had the injury, the groin injury, lingering in the second half of the season, but we know what Tyson's going to do, especially in the big moments. And Malik Hall has become much more of a consistent staple for MSU throughout the second half of the season. So I think it's going to come down to a lot of, you know, can Hogard get good looks at the rim, and the ones that he gets, can he convert and finish? And Akins going to have to shoot well. You know, I thought Akins was awesome last year in March. Big reason why they beat Marquette. Big reason why they, you know, came back and gave K-State the fight that they did in overtime. But I think it's definitely going to come down to those two Spartans And their play on Thursday is probably going to decide, I think, if the Spartans move on or not.
Yeah, and with AJ, no, we've talked about him all year, right? Bringing which AJ you're going to get, and I do think he's the guy that's going to show up on Thursday with the energy. Now, shot making, that's all a different story, and that's where Akins really comes into play, right? Is those has definitely been on him, N not in a bad way, just to tell him to keep shooting because that's what he needs to do, and we keep saying it, that he's our spot up shooter, and you need that in March. And if he's not going to have the confidence to step into it every time. It kind of limits our offense and the ability to really spread the floor with, if he's not looking to shoot the three. So, like you said, those are two definitely our X factors, and just really hoping that they bring it on Thursday.
Yeah. I do you have anything else for the for game preview for this first round matchup?
I mean, we've covered them. They're a lot. I mean, I think they're very similar to us, or honestly, they're not going to have too much of a deep bench, and their main guys are going to play 30 plus minutes just like us. So again, I really think it's going to be a battle at 12:15 on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So definitely looking forward to that. And then I thought we could get to a little bit of some talk on the just general talk about the rest of the tournament. I don't know if you filled out a bracket yet
Well, I yeah.
in the process.
It's done. It's just, will it be complete?
Yeah,
Always gonna,
mine's an ongoing process
yeah.
always. But can I ask who you have in the final four right now?
Well, I mean, do you have us in our final four? I have us in our final four. I do.
Do I have Michigan State in the
Yeah,
final
do you?
four? Of course
Yeah.
not. Of course I
Why
don't. I have
not?
them losing in the second round. I
I
don't have
don't.
any belief in this team anymore. They've ripped my heart out plenty of times throughout the
You
season.
gotta have
Now,
some
am I
belief.
rooting for them? Of course. Of course. Do I expect it? God, no, I don't. But yeah, I'll tell you mine right now, like looking at it. I haven't filled it out. I've been looking at a lot of analytics today and some different numbers. UConn, I'll have in my final four, that's for sure. I would love to see a North Carolina Arizona matchup, the Caleb Love Bowl. And, I think if that matchup were to happen in the Elite Eight, I don't see a world in which Caleb Love doesn't go for like 30 and Arizona wins. So I like Arizona coming out of the West. Out of the South, I love Kentucky. They're a lot of fun to watch. Reed Sheppard and Rob Dillingham are two awesome freshmen. We've touched on them a couple times. But yeah, Houston is a tough matchup for almost anyone. Their guards are so good with Shedd and Cryer, and they're defensively so sound. I don't know. This is going to be chalky, but I think I'm going to have Houston as well. And not Purdue. Not Purdue. We can talk about this for a second. The Big Ten officiating it's gotten so bad. Like,
Yeah.
it's like national media on Twitter, like people that don't follow the Big Ten just tweeting all weekend, like, how the hell do you Big Ten fans have how have you watched Purdue play for the last 3 years, 4 years with Zach Edey and the way they officiate him? I don't know. I'm just glad that everyone, SEC fans, Big East fans, whoever else, Big 12 fans, understand where Big Ten fans that aren't Purdue fans are coming from, with the officiating on this guy. But shout out to the Badgers for beating Purdue. Purdue won't be on my final four. I like Creighton. I've liked Creighton throughout the whole season. Yeah, so shoot. 1-1-2-3. That's pretty chalky, but that's off the top of my head. That's subject to change, but
Yeah, I got three of the same four.
okay. Let's hear it.
I'm UConn, definitely. I'm Kentucky and Creighton also.
Okay.
I this the offense firepower for Kentucky. And it's the same as Creighton for me. I know they always say defense. Everyone talks about defense, but I don't know. More fun to root for the offense. So that's what I got right now. Again, will I have Michigan State in the Final Four right now? Yes. Will it be like that before Thursday? Probably not.
We'll see.
We'll see, but if I do change it, I think it'll end up being Baylor for me. So and that's not too bad. It'll be three threes and a one. That's what mine's looking like right now.
Okay. So I'm, just love the bracket thoughts. I love talking March Madness. But we got to talk about the seedings. We've got to talk about some of these seed lines. The biggest ones for me that stood out, I mean, I'll start right here. Michigan State has no business being a 9 seed. No business. I was shocked, you know, like kind of like you said when we were stressing out yesterday was pretty stressful. The biggest part was because Michigan, the West was the last region to come out, be named, and the two first four games were already out. So it kind of felt like over that commercial break, it was like, oh, Michigan State's probably a 10 or out. They're either the 10 in this region or they're out. It turns out we're the 9. I mean, I don't know. I don't see it, but you know, I appreciate the respect. A&M I thought was also too high as a 9 seed. I know they had 7 quad one wins, but I feel like their resume was just not over. They have some bad losses as well. Just not great. Nevada, you know, the Mountain West really got disrespected. I think it was good that they got 6 teams in, and that's obviously a big accomplishment for that conference. But I just feel like they kind of got disrespected in terms of the seeding. And then one of my other big gripes was the Big East. I don't understand how you can have 3 of the top 10 overall seeds in UConn, Marquette, and Creighton, and those are the only 3 teams in. I have a big problem with all 3 of Seton Hall, St. John's, and Providence being left out. Mostly Seton Hall. I mean, Rick Pitino is out on Twitter like today tweeting about how Seton Hall is getting like how they should have been in. Like, if Rick Pitino is saying that, then you know, I'm gonna say that a team like one of the rivals of St. John's, if he thinks they should be in, I'm with him. I think St. John's had a good argument for being in. But yeah, the Big East disrespect was, I didn't love that. I just really didn't love that. Also, one more. Duquesne, they obviously just had VCU as an 11, and when Duquesne won, we're like, oh, they'll be the 11. They're like 90th in KenPom. And the other 11s are all in the top 50. I don't know. I think they should be lower. Again, I'm not on the tournament committee. At the end of the day, I'm really just happy that Michigan State's streak continued. But, you know, thought I have the platform. We have the platform, so I thought I'd, you know, air out my thoughts.
Yeah, and I think that's just something that a lot of people kind of have that issue with the committee is that they have it set basically before even Saturday, basically. Like I think they said, at Saturday morning or whatever it was, they already had 35 of their 36 at large locked in, basically. So there wasn't really much other than the bid stealers that all you had to do was move them off. There really wasn't much discussion. And then of course the Duquesne thing, that's just, I mean,
It's
lazy, but
lazy.
yeah,
It's
but
lazy.
it's
I
what
like
it is.
it,
I
you know,
mean,
I don't
what
know if
they did
that's I don't know that that's what they did, but it's
seems like it.
that's kind of the narrative going on right now is that, you know, that's just what it seems like. And again, no disrespect to Duquesne. Now that I say that, all the teams I probably said are probably going to go win a game or two, but yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, and then just looking around, you touched on a Mountain West. I mean, 6 bids was great to see. Obviously, 2 of them are in the first 4. I found definitely interesting seeing New Mexico down the 11 line, basically saying that if they didn't win their conference, they weren't going to be in, which I think a lot of people were kind of shocked at. And now you see, betting lines, the 11 seed, they're the open up with a 2.5 point favorite over Clemson. So that kind of shows you what the books think. And yeah, I mean, you touched on it. It's tough with these seeds. Let me get it. The seed lines are tough, but MSU wasn't just the 9 seed, they were the top of the
Yeah.
9 seeds. So like that's, that's off the bubble ish. Like,
That's not really on the bubble. Yeah, you're right.
yeah. So it is what it is. I mean, FAU as an 8 was probably a little,
Crazy.
I
I can't
mean,
even believe I didn't touch on them. They have no
yeah,
business being an eight. No
it's
business.
again, I
They've
think it
got.
comes down to the conference tournament again. It was what, Saturday, right? Saturday night, they lose to a Temple team who was five
Got
and
accused of
12.
point shaving 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
But then probably didn't even hurt them that they lost to a team that, was 5-12 in a league that's going to have 2 bids. So only 2 bids because FAU lost,
Yeah.
right?
They
So
would have only had one if FAU won the tournament.
that's kind of, that's something I looked at. But overall, I think they got most of the teams right. Again, I think one of Seton Hall or St. John's had to be in there. Maybe Virginia. I know everyone wasn't really happy to see Virginia as they are not the most offensive team. I
Not
know
very fun.
a lot of people didn't like seeing us, which, well, those people just don't like MSU.
Yeah.
But I get it. The metrics love us, so people don't love that as much. But overall, you can't complain too much. Again, it's not, a science. It's not, it can't, nothing can be perfect. So But I'm just really looking forward to getting this tournament kicked off. And of course, us leading it off, there's nothing better, right? Just start our day.
Yeah, my entire first weekend of March is going to be decided in the first 2 hours. That's awesome. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I don't, I definitely sound like I'm complaining because I am a little bit. But yeah, no, you're right. At the end of the day, there is no exact science, and obviously, I'm very, very excited for March. There's very few things in this world I love as much as I love this tournament. And yeah, it's exciting, it's fun, it's all the things. It's just amazing. It's March. I don't know how else to describe it. It's March. There's only one word you can use to describe it, and that's the word itself, that it is March. It's craziness, madness, and yeah, it's just the best. It's the best. I love it. I love it so much.
Exactly, March. I mean, we'll be looking forward to whatever it is, 72 hours basically, right? From Thursday at 12 o'clock, right, till Sunday night, whenever it ends, right? That's just nonstop college basketball, which is what we've looked forward to all year. So I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely a lot to be looking forward to. Some really awesome first round matchups, and definitely some things that we can look forward to in the bracket with some, games down the line that you can see in your bracket and hope that will happen or whatever. But yeah, that's all I got. I don't know. You sounds like you're all good. So we'll wrap it up there for today. We'll definitely be back for a recap of the Michigan State Mississippi State game. Thursday at noon. So get ready, get strapped in, Spartan fans, college basketball fans, get ready to go because March is here. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.